protecting the almond industry by mixing in a little genetic material in the rootstocks and scion. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. William Hazard is a student at UC Davis Department of Plant Sciences. He's working on some interesting things.
You know, nonpareil is obviously like the most important variety. It makes up 40% of the acreage here in California. And a lot of the pollinator varieties are generally related to it, or some of the most common ones are closely related to it. So one of the more important things in breeding programs is trying to incorporate new germplasm or new varieties into it.
And one way to do that is incorporating some of the wild species of almonds into those current varieties.
So bringing in wild relatives and the important traits from them and trying to broaden that genetic base a little bit. One, to just kind of innovate in new and exciting ways to benefit the almond industry, but also to, you know, broaden the genetic base. So in case something ever does happen, to cover all of our bases and be able to, you know, provide for the future, you know, make sure there's an almond industry in 20 years and we're not running into problems with the environment, with new pathogens, with new pests, anything like that. But there is a lot of diversity in terms of the rootstocks. That's actually something I think is really special about almonds relative to other tree and nut crops, is that you can pick from 20 or 30 different rootstocks with more coming all the time. There's really a great diversity in terms of what you need as a grower and what the nursery industry can provide you.
That's William Hazard, UC Davis, with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.